You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. The show is called Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the music of the 20s, 30s, and 40s, jazz, swing, popular Hawaiian, Cuban, and Western swing. My name is Charles Burnham, and I'm your host for the next hour and a half. And it is the birthday celebration of William Count Basie this week. Yes, it's the Count's birthday on the 21st, so we're going to celebrate in grand royal style for, Count Basie and his Barons of Rhythm, probably the greatest of the aggregations of the swing era, probably the best swinging band that ever was. We're going to trace the history of the Count Basie Orchestra from its early days as a an evolution of Walter Page's Blue Devils and Benny Moten's orchestra right up through to 4th and Vine in Kansas City and all the way to the famous Door in New York, and do a little bit of 50s stuff towards the end of the show. So gather around, children, and you shall hear Count Basie, Jimmy Rushing.
That's all right, baby. Baby, that's all right for you. darling, who got dog, gonna love my baby better than I do myself. Come to find out, baby was loving somebody else. Yes, yes. Listen, my children, and you shall hear of the strangest thing. They say that I was born to sway. Listen, my children, and you shall hear how I got the craze from rocking in my cradle days. Now all the kids would go to sleep like other sons and daughters. But not for me, my mother had to sing me muddy waters. Listen, my children, though love is king, I can get along as long as there's a song to sway. Listen, my children, though love is king, I can get along. I can get along. I can swing my song. As long as there's a song to swing. As long as there's a song to swing.
beating round. The Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, stop beating round. The Mount Bedford, come out and say you love me. Stop beating round. The Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, stop beating round. The Mount Bedford, when there's a moon above me. This is the way to win my heart, win my heart, win my heart. Better begin before we part, blue and broken-hearted. Stop beating round the Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, stop beating round the Mount Bedford, come out and say you love me. The Mount Bedford, stop beating around. The Mount Bedford, come out and say you love me.
Oh, this is the way to win my heart. Better start before we part. La 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 la. Let's stop before we part.
Stop beating around. The Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, the Mount Bedford, stop beating around. The Mount Bedford, come out and say you love me.
Oh, stop beating around the mulberry bush. Mr. Jimmy Rushing, Mr. 5x5, Count Basie's best known vocalist there. And that was the Decca recordings, of 1936, 37. And before that, Listen, My Children, and You Shall Hear. Before that was a Boogie Woogie. I may be wrong because I meant to cue up Listen, My Children first. That's all right, because we heard the wonderful How Long Blues. William Count Basie was born in Red Bank, New Jersey. His dad was a coachman, and then they replaced the horses with cars, so he was out of work, and he had to, he did odd jobs. And Mom took in laundry and taught him the piano, and that's how he got his start. He originally tried playing bass, but there was a hot bass player in his, drums. He was starting out on drums, and there was a hot drum player who eventually ended up playing with Duke Ellington that completely turned him off from playing the drums. So luckily for us, he took up the piano and got his start as a piano player on the Black Burlesque and theater circuit and, the traveling shows and that sort of thing. And at one point in around, 1928 or 29, he was stranded in Kansas City, which is not all that uncommon for the burlesque and or theater circuit to get stranded in a city and your promoter dishes on you and you're stuck there. And, it was actually a lucky thing for him because he ended up playing in the silent movie theaters in Kansas City. And around the time that, the political machine of Boss Pendergrast was running Kansas City during the Prohibition, and it was the best place to be during the Depression and Prohibition because it was just incredibly so corrupt there politically that they would let the bootleggers pretty much have their way with whatever they wanted to do. And, of course, that meant there were lots of nightclubs, which meant more jobs for musicians. And what happened was that Kansas City pretty much became one of the entertainment centers, well, certainly the entertainment center of the Southwest, if you discount Chicago. Anything west of Chicago is certainly Kansas City was the place to be. And he was picked up by Benny Moten, who scooped up the band of Walter Page, who Walter Hot Lips Page, who was there's actually two Hot Lips Page there. There's Walter Hot Lips Page and Orrin Hot Lips Page, so we won't get those confused. But Walter Hot Lips Page and Walter's Blue Devils basically fell on hard times, picked up by Benny Moten, who was a little bit more savvy, and he had Count Basie as his piano player. Anyway, Benny Moten died rather prematurely because of a botched tonsillectomy. His younger brother, Buster, tried to run the band for a while, but Count Basie ended up taking over the band, and the Kansas City sound became well-known through the intervention of John Hammond, who heard them in Chicago and had them record. And it was from 4th and Vine in Kansas City to the hallowed ground of 52nd Street in New York, that great jazz center for many, many years, and the famous Door Cafe on 52nd Street, where Count Basie and his band held sway. And it's really wonderful to kind of note that Count Basie could say so much musically with far fewer notes than just about every other musician I can think of, really. I like to think of it as almost an application of physics and the relation of space and time, and, well, music being the space between the notes. Okay, we're going to do some hardcore swing. We got lots of great music, so I will stop yapping and start spinning, and we're going to start with Swinging at the Daisy Chain.
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and why haven't I played that before? That was amazing. That's the St. Louis Boogie, Count Basie and his band, Rockin' the Blues before that, Swingin' the Blues before that, and Swingin' at the Daisy Chain was to start off that wonderful little set, and that is what is going on. It is a celebration of the life of William Count Basie, the pride of Red Bank, New Jersey. And, yeah, what can I say? That amazing, amazing rhythm section. The All-American rhythm section was the engine room on this particular ship. It was Walter Page on bass, Freddie Green on the archtop guitar, and Joe Jones, master of the hi-hat and skins. And, the incredible brass section with the double-barreled double threat of the twin tenors of Herschel Evans and Lester Young, of course, on the saxes, and Buck Clayton and on trumpet. And that is the Count Basie Orchestra. That was the orchestra that really swung all through its history. And I was lucky enough to see the Ghost Band, Count Basie Orchestra, when they were in Seattle last. And that was, last November, I think. So they are still touring, and they've got a wonderful, wonderful band. So if you get a chance to check out Count Basie, it is most enjoyable. Okay, let's do a straight-on set of some of Count Basie's finer work with his vocalists, and we're starting off with Mr. 5x5, as he was commonly and affectionately referred to, Mr. Jimmy Rushing, one of the great blues and, later on, R&B vocalists, one of the best. Mama don't want no peas and rice and coconut oil. 604-822-2487 if you have any Count Basie-related requests. 604-822-2487. And Mama don't want no peas and rice and coconut oil.
Cause it's bound to make her sin. Said it keeps her hot and bothered all the day. Mama complains she's got a pain across her chest. Mama complains she's got a pain across her chest. Mama complains she's got a pain, and the reason is very plain, and the food that Papa gave her, it won't digest. Mama, she likes the rum, it fills her soul with fun. Mama, she likes the rum, it fills her soul with fun. Mama, she likes to have a rum, she says it fills her soul with fun. It makes her feel like whoopee all the time. Mama laid down last night to sleep, she says she's feeling cold. Mama laid down last night to sleep, she says she's feeling cold. Mama laid down to sleep, we're told. Mama was feeling very cold. She said that Papa must be getting old. Thank you. Sometimes I think I do. Then again, I think I don't. Sometimes I think I do. Then again, I think I don't. Sometimes I think I will. Then again, I think I won't. Early one Monday morning, between 9 and 10. Early one Monday morning, between 9 and 10. I thought about my baby, wish I could see her face again. Sometimes I think my baby, she's too good to die. Sometimes I think my baby, she's too good to die. Then again, I think my baby should be buried alive. If you love your baby, tell the world you do. If you love your baby, tell the world you do. There's coming a day your baby really learned to love you.
Thank you. always sky above. Out of my life goes the one I love. Sweetheart, you leave me weeping deep in the blue. No more dreams but lingering in their place. There will be tears on my pillowcase. Weeping instead of sleeping deep in the blue. Loves will come and loves will go, but I want no happiness. I'll spend each evening, I guess, longing for your caress. There's no more you to give me a helping hand. I'm all alone.
Swing, Brother, Swing, Billie Holiday, and the Count Basie Orchestra was one of the few bands, one of only two big bands that she ever really had any lengthy engagement with. The first one was Artie Shaw, toured with Billie Holiday in the Deep South, and that, you can imagine how well. Well, it was pretty, well, that was another story. Yeah, Artie Shaw and Count Basie, that was a short engagement, I believe, that Billie Holiday had with Basie Band, and they did participate in a battle of the bands with Chick Webb and Ella Fitzgerald and Basie and Billie Holiday. Can you imagine what a show would have that have been? Before that was Deep in the Blues with the wonderful Helen Humes. It's Square, But It Rocks. You know what? I think we just found the next theme song, the next opening theme song. I rotate my theme songs, you see. Every year on my show, I have a different theme song, and that one, I think, is a front runner. Before that, Undecided Blues, Jimmy Rushing, Mr. 5x5, and Mama Don't Want No Peas and Rice and Coconut Oil. Well, I'm sure we'll hear some more Jimmy Rushing before the end of the show. I'm also going to do some, I'm going to steal some clips off the telly and play them for you from some of his 1950s stuff. There'll be a little bit more Billie Holiday in that. But it is time for the weather. And after careful consideration, I have come to the conclusion that this summer left a lot to be desired, because tonight we have a continued chance of showers with a little bit of a chance of lightning tomorrow, and a low of 15 tonight, and obviously there's showers. Saturday, a high of 19 and a low of 13 with a possibility of precipitation sitting at a 70%. Sunday, high 16 and a I always have trouble with this. I don't know why. Percentage of precipitation. Possibility of precipitation. That's what it is. 60%. Monday, high of 18 and a low of 14. Cloudy. Tuesday, high of 21, low of 14. Cloudy. And the humidity is a darling 71%. Vancouver summer this year, much to be desired. Who's to blame? Are we to blame? I don't know. Climate change, who knows? Maybe it's just a crappy summer. Anyway, back to Count Basie. Let's do some more. I'm thinking. No, you know what I'm going to do now? My train of thought, it goes off the track from time to time. This next set of three, we're going to be focusing in on Bean, Lester Young, and Feeding the Bean from 1941.
Thank you. This is Perry from the Templars. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oi, oi.
Oi, oi. You know, I think I jumped in on a little early on this. It's not quite 10 o'clock yet. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and the giddy fool that is behind the microphone is Charles Burnham, and I'm your host, as I am every week. And last week, I tipped you off to some changes that are going to come on the show, and guess what? I'm moving back to my old time slot from 10 till noon on Thursday afternoons, which means, well, that's good news for all you desk jockeys, all you little cubicle dwellers who turn on the computer and drive your cubicle mates nuts with this wonderful, wonderful music that has nothing to do with modern reality at all. And that's what's going to happen. So the first week of September, I'm moving back to the 10 to noon time slot, and I'll give you lots of notice because I'll be yapping about it repeatedly over the next 2 weeks. I think we've got, two more shows left in August? And so that's what's happening. Back to Thursdays. We're listening to Count Basie and his orchestra, the amazing small group stuff. That is Count Basie and the Smith Jones Inc., and that was Dickie's Dream, and before that was Shoeshine Boy, and before that was the 1941 recording of Feeding the Bean. And, of course, Bean is the nickname of the great Lester Young, one of the legendary alto sax players of all time, along with Coleman Hawkins, the two greatest. You know, I'll argue that till I'm blue in the face. Anyway, just letting you know what's going on around town. The P&E will be on soon, and Dal Richards in his orchestra. Dal Richards, the hardest working musician in all of Vancouver, the elder statesman of swing, and his wonderful band will be at the P&E, I believe, at noon and at 2 p.m. every day. So go out and catch Dal and his swinging band and enjoy the P&E, a great Vancouver institution there. From 3 till 6 p.m., for how much longer? I don't know. The Lamplighter Pub, according to some intelligence that I had from a friend, the Lamplighter Pub is going to be switching it to a restaurant. So until it does, this will be one of your few chances to catch any hot jazz from 3 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays at the Lamplighter. I'll get some confirmation on whether or not that's going to continue. Somehow I doubt it. Anyway, that's what's going on. I want to also tell you about my friend Paul Pigott, the Paul Pigott Trio, a mixture of blues and jazz classics every Thursday at Capone's Restaurant and Live Jazz Club. And that's down at in Yale Town, down in Hamilton. I don't have the exact address in front of me because I have to do this from the computer and I have to click around and it's silly. So for reservations, call 604-684-7900. That's 684-7900, air code 604, and that's the Paul Pigott Trio on Thursdays, and that's what's going on. So, as I mentioned earlier, I'm a little more Count Basie, and, well, I'm going to do a little bit of the later stuff. I usually don't dive into the 1950s, but the 1950s was really a high, high point in Count Basie and his band's history. And I'll play a couple of clips from a couple different television shows here that pop up on YouTube here. A wonderful one called Basie's Conversation. And then we got something from the Rhythm and Blues Review, which was a television show that Basie, I believe he actually hosted it. And that was the only, well, the only stuff you'll see of him on film is there's a film that his band was in, and the title escapes me. And, of course, the Rhythm and Blues Review, which I'm hoping would come out on DVD. Wouldn't that be nice? The great television program from the 1950s. You know, they had some really great stuff in the 1950s, especially. Well, the Bear Family label, just a little off topic, but Bear Family has a number of DVDs of the early rock and roll stuff as well, and they had some very inventive and interesting variety shows, particularly in music in the 1950s. It's not all progress, is it? Television has, well, I digress. Anyway, I've got some Billie Holiday from one of Basie's television appearances coming up in the next set, as well as this one called Basie's Conversation. And, well, the only other Basie appearance on film I can think of is that wonderful little scene in Blazing Saddles when you see the Basie Orchestra playing April in Paris. Yeah, Count Basie, Basie's Conversation.
Are you ready? Ready for a good show? I'm ready to present it to you. Presenting at this time a gentleman of royalty in the musical world with a great musical aggregation. So let's get together and you'll say that's good as we present to you Count Basie and the orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. And now I'd like you to know my favorite vocalist and America's number one song stylist, Miss Billie Holiday.
Them that's got shall have, them that's not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is new. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the bread. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Money, you've got lots of friends crowding round the door, but when you're gone and spending it, they don't come no more. Rich relations give crust of bread and set. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, winding down the last 15 minutes or so of Sweet and Hot for this week, and it's the Count Basie birthday show, and that was, of course, Jumping at the Woodside, one of the ripping hot hardcore swing tunes of all time. And before that, Billie Holiday from the Rhythm and Blues Review, 1952, God Bless the Child. Before that, Lester Leaps In, and I had to get that one in, the Lester Leaps In, it's an amazing song. And Basie's Conversation, again, from Rhythm and Blues Review, a little DVD thing that somebody uploaded onto YouTube. Very cool. Check it out. There's a number of Basie clips there that's fun to look at. And, so just a few minutes before Jason hops into the chair and Shake a Tail Feather comes on, which is the best of funk and R&B. And, we'll just wrap things up with some more Basie and his vocalists. And here's a very cool little tune. One of the great jazz singers teaming up with one of the great jazz bands. And this is from 1952 as well, I believe, or 52, 53. Anita O'Day singing Malagueña.
Thank you. while tearing off a game of golf. I may make a play for the caddy, but when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finnan haddie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to daddy. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well.
Thank you. Dances.
That's going to wrap it up. A wonderful little musical journey from 4th and Vine to 52nd Street. The Count Basie Orchestra. Yeah, expect to hear more of that. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, friends and neighbors, be good to yourselves and to each other. Have fun, take care, and may all the good luck be yours. Till next week. So long.
That's the familiar theme music that introduces Count Basie and his orchestra, coming to you from New York's celebrated famous Door Club in another program of America Dances, broadcast to Great Britain through the facilities of the British Broadcasting Corporation.
Te está extorsionando,
dinero.
Pero ellos